Well, I went broke in the cattle business in 84 and 85. Cattle market was bad, and interest rates went to 22%. And bank wouldn't loan me no more money, and couldn't be a rancher anymore. I was at a rodeo in Ponca City, Oklahoma, where I had sold a stock contractor some bulls, and I saw this act over there, and wasn't nothing to it. And I mouthed off stock contractor, and he fired back, said, "Well, we'll just let you be the entertainment next year," thinking that that might shut me up, but it didn't.
So then you went home and decided to put an act together.
That's right. I talked the bank into loaning me $5,000 to build my own trailer so I could go up and down the road. Since I owed them so much, they thought, well, $5,000 more ain't that much, so they let me have it, and I built my own trailer and trained my own animals, and I hit the road in 1988 with my show.
And you went back to that first rodeo?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I went right back there. The first rodeo I ever did was Ponca City, Oklahoma, and that was in 1987. So I'm going back there again this year.
So how did you put an act together?
I was a horse trainer. I trained lots of animals, lots of horses. I trained lots of dogs. And I kind of trained cattle, too, teaching them how to come out of the brush and come up to my house and get on the porch and things like that with my dog and driving them through narrow gates. And I can make these cattle do about anything I want them to do. So I just started jumping them on the back of the pickup and up on top of the trailer. And that impressed me, and I was very hard to impress, but I was impressing myself, and I'm thinking, hell, that's pretty good stuff. And I just started putting stuff together that I knew how to do and started making a show out of it that lasted 8 minutes.
You're called the one-armed bandit because you lost, from what I saw, you lost your right arm in an electrical accident.
That's right. My right arm got cut off just below the shoulder on the.
A lot of people would decide, you know, to give up or to stay inside, not be active. What made you decide to keep on going?
Well, I was 20 years old, pretty good foot racer. I was a pretty good arm wrestler. I was a pretty good boxer. And I was very quick, and I was very handy, and I had a lot of talent and a lot of drive. And when they cut my arm off, all they did was just slowed me down a little bit until I could catch my breath and figure out how to do it with one arm. And I never looked back.
Why decide to highlight the fact that you only have one arm by calling yourself the one-armed bandit?
I realized it wasn't going to grow back, and a lot of people call me the one-armed guy, the one-armed man, or one-arm, or something. I might as well just make it easy for them, the one-armed bandit. And that's what they want to say anyway, so I'm just putting words in their mouth that they wanted to use. And before I started rodeoing, I had a saloon called the One-Armed Bandit Saloon, and I had the One-Armed Bandit Cattle Company with the Left Hand as a brand. And when I hit the road, it couldn't be anything else other than One-Armed Bandit and company.
So you have a horse and you have a mule. You mentioned buffalo. Is that a common thing for me? When I saw that you were working with buffalo on your website, it kind of seemed unique to me. But is that a unique?
It's very unique. I'm the only one in the world that drives buffalo around the arena and jumps them up on, pick them up on top of trailer. The only one in the world that does that.
That's what I thought.
I was invited a year ago to go to Muscat, Oman, and do a show for the king over there. And that's what they wanted, was the buffalo over there in Oman, because they'd never seen buffalo in the Middle East before.
So what is it like working with buffalo as opposed to another type of animal? A horse, a mule, a cow?
It's so much easier for me to do the show on horseback and working steers. But I've got a darn fine mule, and he's young and good, and took me 3 years to train him, so by guys, I'm going to ride him. And the buffaloes are, five times, maybe 10 times harder to train than bulls or cows or steers or your bovines. A buffalo is a mean, very aggressive, fighting machine. They are very well equipped to defend themselves against any intruder.
You said that they're hard to train. They're harder to train. So does that mean just spending more time with them?
A lot more time, and the time is a lot more dangerous. I've got a 3-inch gash in my leg right now in the back of my thigh where during the show 2 weeks ago, one of my buffaloes thought I was being a little too hard on him and turned on me and my horse and gouged me right in the leg with his horn.
So what do you do when that happens in the middle of a show?
Well, I just went ahead and finished the show while the blood was trickling down my leg into my boot. I was riding my horse around, popping a bullwhip, smiling at the crowd, and nobody knew the difference. Most of them never even seen the bull hook me. It hooked me so quick. And I got to drive from there on out to New Mexico and do 2 more shows before I could quit and come home. And I've got this week off. I'm trying to heal up so I can go to Springdale.
Well, we definitely hope you do. And would you say that one of your favorite things about what you do is the challenge?
Yes, it's a big challenge to live the life I live. It'd be so much easier for me just to go to the government and say I want my Social Security that I've been paying into since I was 12. But I'm one of them guys that say I ain't hurt. And I, just like in the show the other night, I took a good Gordon to the leg, plumb to the bone, and I never flinched, never blinked. I just kept going.
How do you hide that from the crowd? You just put a smile on your face and just don't let it affect your performance?
That's right. They never knew the difference.
Yeah.
I've done the show with broken ribs, broken wrist, broken ankle, and I've done it with discs knocked out of my back. It's a dangerous show, and one of these days it might kill me. I mean, I'm awful tough. I've lived through it this long. I just know it's a dangerous dang show, and I hope people appreciate it because they'll never see anybody else ever do it.
So, have you ever been to Springdale to the Rodeo of the Ozarks before?
Dang right.
Yeah. How many shows do you do each year?
Oh, every year is different. An average year, I'll work at least 10 months and do maybe 40 rodeos in a year. Then my son's daughter also does lots of rodeos. But
can we expect to see some buffalo in Springdale?
I think so, and they're going to be about 6-foot tall shoulders. They're going to weigh about a ton.
All right. Well, something to look forward to.
Thank you.
All righty. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.